FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Zaid Adams, who's chairman of Street Smart. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jenny, and good morning to all the listeners.
It's so good to have you on the show, and I know about the good work that you do. Street Smart's been operating for more than 15 years and enjoying the support of restaurants, accommodation and wine tasting outlets, plus the public. And how does the organization actually work?
Jenny, so what we do is we have partners, fundraising partners in all of those segments that you mentioned, the wine tasting centers, the restaurants and the hotels. And what we do is we build relationships with the operators of all of those establishments, and we ask them to get the patrons at those restaurants to make a small donation on the bill when the bill arrives at the table. All of those funds are then collected by that particular restaurant or wine tasting center, and at the end of the month, it's all sent over to Street Smart, and we then use those funds to distribute to our beneficiaries who run the programs that help improve the lives of these vulnerable and street children.
And tell me, is it a specified amount on a bill, or does a diner then decide what they would like to donate?
Jenny, that's a great question. So for many years, Street Smart was associated with a 5 rand donation at the table. And so that's what we became known for. And we would say to our guests, please give us, you know, please make a 5 rand donation. Recently, we have done away with our little 5 rand on all of our collateral. And we now say to all of the diners in the restaurants and the wine tasting centers, please give us whatever you think would be worthy to donate, whether it's 5 rand, whether it's 10 rand, any amount that you are free to donate that will be greatly received by our beneficiaries and our kids.
That's wonderful. And how does a patron know that that particular restaurant or winery is supporting Street Smart?
So, Jenny, we have Table Talkers, which is a little credit card-sized card that you will see on the table at the restaurant or at the venue that you are visiting. You can look out for the little pin, lapel pin, that the waiters wear saying Street Smart. And if you need another way to find out, you can log onto our website, and that'll tell you all of our restaurant partners, and not only in Cape Town, but also nationally.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And I know the other things that you do to raise funds, one of them being a Camino, a local Camino. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So this is modeled obviously on the Spanish Camino, and it happens over a few days through the Cape, and you would join in and walk particular legs of what we call our Cape Camino hike. So it's around the city of Cape Town. Some of it goes into the Overberg, some of it into the Winelands. It's over 2 days, and you can join up, and obviously for your small donation and your fee, you are welcome to do the walk, and that is one of the other ways that we raise funds.
And is there anything else that the public can do to help you?
Of course. You can donate freely via our website or via our restaurants. Please watch our social media pages for any of the other fundraisers that we are doing. For example, in June, we're doing two nights of fundraising dinners at the Silo Hotel. Towards the end of May and June, again, we are having an online auction where Street Smart will be auctioning lots of wonderful prizes that have been donated to us by some of our supporters. And those are some of the other ways that we raise funds besides directly at the restaurants and at the wine tasting centers and hotels with the patrons.
So there's plenty we can do.
There's lots that I guess can do.
And the organizations themselves that look after the children, can you just give me an example of how they do that?
Of course. So these are all the organizations that would either, for example, be homes that would work with girl children, or homes that would work with boys, or homes that would work with kids of a specific age. They have all of their social development programs that they run. That could be education, it could be upskilling, it could be family reunification programs. There are social workers, and there are people who need to come and administer and run these programs. And so what Street Smart does is, in a real way, pays for all of those things to happen at those beneficiary centers. And that's how we really make a difference in the lives of the children.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm saying thank you on behalf of everyone who lives in this area, because we know it's such a problem and we need people like you to solve it. So thank you for everything you're doing, and we'll be supporting you in the future.
Jenny, thank you so much for this opportunity, and please, all the listeners out there, feel free to give, and feel free to please give responsibly. That's also part of our message.
Thank you, Zaid. That was Zaid Adams of Street Smart. For mouth-watering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.